now. It's Peter Dills, the king of cuisine.
It's Peter Dills. Good morning. Hey, what happened? You got to add the not just another restaurant show. You forgot that part, Turtle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not just, I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Dick Hetherington. Not just another restaurant show. It's Peter Dills. It's the Wear Your Hat Backwards Sunday morning show here on Go Country 105.
This is a very odd look for you, Peter.
Just wait till I put my glasses on. It'll be even an odder look. So, and I've got a Go Country hat over there, too. So if you're watching on live on Facebook, you're going to see me wearing a baseball hat, which actually, the hat you have on, you probably don't realize this, it's the exact same logo that I have on my hat.
What team are you?
I'm wearing a Texas Ranger hat.
Texas Ranger?
Yeah, this is a country station.
Okay, all right.
And you're wearing a
Dodger hat
because this is L.A.
Yeah.
And Orange County, of course.
Of course.
All right. So it's Peter Dills. It's Go Country 105. Good morning, everybody. It's Sunday, and I always, not too bad of a weekend, but man, last week with that smoke and the fires and just relentless. But I do see a clearing at the end of the tunnel. I'm looking for restaurants to report. I got an email from a lady, God dang it, Moreno Valley, and she found an old pamphlet. My dad used to put together these pamphlets, $10 and under. They weren't actually books, but they were pamphlets. And he would talk about, like, the 50 greatest restaurants, $10 and under. Well, now it would be probably, if we could find restaurants to eat at $20 and under.
That'd be great.
That would be a miracle. But so she's sending it to me in the mail, and then hopefully next week, which will be live at El Cholo, back at El Cholo in Pasadena.
Can't wait.
I'm going to peruse through this book and see which restaurants are still open from 20 years ago. I mean, if this was a last year, maybe half of them would still be open, but now, pray tell, I don't know. But my point is that Governor Newsom has had come up with this tier system now, red, green, purple, I'm not sure what it is. But in San Diego, my friend Bob Hess is a thoroughbred trainer, and Bob tells me now in San Diego, obviously, this is a weekend show, but maybe things have gotten different, or maybe they'll be different tomorrow, which is Monday. But in San Diego County, Turtle, which does include Del Mar, Solano Beach, Carlsbad, you can go into a restaurant where it's 25% full. But I'm confused. I'm still confused on what's happening in L.A. County. I had mentioned I gave a couple thumbs up to El Torito a couple weeks ago. You're able to go into a bar as long as they have 50% air circulating through the bar. Okay? I'm confused.
That's very confusing. I have 10% of air circulating around me, so.
Well, I turned the fan off.
Yeah.
We're actually in my house today, but we're gearing up to do it at El Cholo next week, and we've got other restaurants that we're planning to do. But El Torito is able to own or have you at least 15 feet away from the bar, and 50% occupancy. It would look like about 50% occupancy to me. Occupancy, which would be the fire occupancy, not the occupancy on tables. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they have all the tables filled, but okay, they're only bringing out half the tables. They're not saying, okay, skip a seat, skip a seat, skip a seat. It's saying, okay, we can fit 170 people in here by fire code, but we're only allowing 80 people to sit. Thus, we're only allowing 80 chairs to be in the bar.
Does that also include the outside patio?
That I don't know, because they do have an outside
patio
there.
And right now, that's what's money right now.
Yeah.
Is all the outside. I've been doing a little bit of outside dining lately, just because of the heat, but I do miss an air conditioner.
Well, yeah. I tease my friends, especially Mad Max. I always say, believe it or not. Oh, boy. Here he goes. The September is always the hottest month out of the year. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, September is always the hottest month out of the year. Last week's show, we did it at the Boa Steakhouse in West Hollywood.
The most delicious steak I've ever tasted in my entire life. Everybody was asking me about that steak, and I could describe it with no justice because I was just like, man, you just have to go there. It was so delicious. I've never had meat just melt in my mouth before like that.
The show sounded great. I was trying to listen to the aesthetics and the ambient sound and everything. big difference when we're using. You guys got it. I'm going to invite. I want you guys to stop by El Cholo, and I'll give you details. Go on Facebook and see how you can be involved. Turtle, this is not. I think the restaurants think that we just show up with like a laptop or something.
Yeah.
This is an elaborate setup. You know, it's pretty cool. We've got. What do we got here? We got a mixing board and.
We got a compressor. We have what we record everything onto, and then I have a splitter that splits all the sound, so I can get sound to our headphones and sound to the web show, and then yeah. I have another one dedicated for a little PA that I usually bring for people that are just watching, so that they can hear us.
And we're gonna. I was trying to figure it out on Facebook. I've got some. Country music stars that have their birthdays in September, so I'm going to go through that list now. But I wanted to start a new segment, Turtle, with your permission, a shout-out Sunday where it's actually people's birthdays on Facebook, and we'll give them a shout-out like, hey, it's Albert's birthday today. I want to give you a shout-out.
Oh, hey, you should have told me. I would have...
How does my voice sound today?
It sounds like your voice.
You know, no, because I noticed I was getting a little...
That's a weird question.
Well, because last week I sounded old. God, you sound like your dad. You're getting old. But so I gargled with honey before the show.
Are you serious?
I did. Honey, warm honey. Well, because I place is pretty clean, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're surprised. It doesn't look like the bachelor pad. It looks like a pretty clean place. So anyway, I got warm honey, warm water, put a little salt in there, and gargled. And now my voice feels like I'm 23 years old again.
Yeah. A lot of it, too, has to deal with the position of the mic and where it's put. This is a different
setup because you broke the chair. You broke my baby chair. My daughter, Lauren's going to be very upset with you, Turtle.
There's still one more left.
We started with four. Now we got one chair left.
Oh, my God. You had four?
No, I think I only had two.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the over there behind you to the your right shoulder. I see a bot that's your left. Now you're right. There you go. A bottle of Beluga vodka.
Oh,
remember that last week?
Oh, man. That was so delicious. Did they send any more Beluga over?
That just it right there. That soldier right over there, it's not a dead soldier. It's an open soldier. So if you have a chance, if you're a vodka fan, we got National Martini Day is coming up early October. So now we have another reason to do another live remote somewhere else. But right now we're concentrating on California. September is National California Wine Month. Easy for you to say.
Pop the
that's
cork.
That's my favorite sound. We got the people here at Go Country 105 are kind enough to give us some promos during the week, and one of them has a cork sound in it, and it goes, "Go ahead, do the cork sound." And I go, "Oh, that's my favorite sound." And if you like that sound too, join me every Sunday morning right here on Go Country 105 for the Peter Dills Food Report. We started a year and a half ago, 2 years, as the Sunday Brunch Report. And now we've evolved into a food report. And the reason why we've evolved more to food and wine and pairings and mixed drinks and just know-how is because, well, maybe we will get back into restaurants, but right now there's still a lot of questions in the air on what restaurants are doing and what is happening. We are waiting. Gladstone's Long Beach, I know that they have already put out 100 brand new chairs out on their patio, and they still haven't opened, but I think it's imminent. I just have a feeling that restaurants, not 100%, but there's still probably not enough people, Turtle, to go out and make a restaurant 100% full.
But not only that, but Long Beach has their own like system as well, so they're their own little county, so they get to dictate kind of how they open, right?
LA County, which would include Pasadena and Long Beach, you're correct. So Orange County, San Diego County, Ventura County, and I know there's 32 counties in California, so I don't know. So Pasadena and Long Beach have their own health department. So theoretically, they could make their own decision, but common is for them to follow what LA County Health has decided to do. Thank you for tuning in. It's Peter Dills. It's Sunday morning. It's Go Country 105. In case you are a first-time listener, it's a food report like no other, and we go all the way up until 9 o'clock. And guess what happens at 9 o'clock?
The best country music plays.
Right? Mike Johnson. Michael Johnson.
Is that
Johnson.
Who is the guy now?
Yeah. Mike took Lori's spot, and he's still continuing on the tradition of playing country's best, oldest hits like Conway Twitty.
That's for you.
Gene Autry. All those oldies. Oldies but goodies. All right, we had a trivia question last week.
What was the trivia question?
Well, I'll tell you, the winner was Dan B. I'm just calling him Dan B. And he did, the reason why I say Dan B is he said, don't say my full name on the radio because I got a $100 gift card to the Boa Steakhouse for answering the trivia question correctly. And if you give my name and the city that I live in, all my friends are going to want me to take them to the Boa Steakhouse.
That sounds about right.
So
I
he said,
want that. He's a smart man.
Yeah, he said, so it's just Dan B. of Glendora won the $100 gift card to Boa Steakhouse by calling 626-765-7543. Can you twirl, like the Tootsie Roll, the owl and the Tootsie Roll thing? Three.
Three.
One, two, three. It takes three bites to do a Tootsie Roll bite. It's actually 249. So that's
that's how many licks.
Yeah, that's actually the correct answer, but the Tootsie Roll owl never could get through three.
No, you'd always do a crunch.
All right, Ben & Jerry's has a literal graveyard for their discontinued flavors, and I gave out, what, five or six of them last week? And the real answer was Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
There's really a Britannica flavor.
Yes, indeed. There's a there's a bunch of flavors that are just weird. And not Jimi Hendrix. Grateful Dead, they had their own.
Oh, yeah, Cherry Garcia.
Is that still around?
I believe so. That's really popular.
Yeah. So
and Chunky Monkey, that's my
Chunky
super
Monkey,
favorite.
Yeah. The Reese's one or the whatever they call it, the chocolate filled, that's what I like. Actually, my favorite ice cream is just plain old Rocky Road.
Oh, yeah.
So the question was, which one was full? Which one wasn't a real ice cream? And, of course, it was the Kenny Rogers Dolly Parton ice cream. Never happened.
Maybe it should have.
It maybe should happen now that Kenny Rogers is no longer with us. All right. I should ask you this. There's actually a turtle soup. Ice cream.
No!
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's turtle soup. I wanted to make a big deal out of this thing with El Cholo Cafe.
Okay.
They're going to be a guest stars, and the name of the band is Honey Country. My friend Tom Oakes, he is the wine steward at the pavilions down at the Bayside at Newport Beach, and he got me turned on. See, every idea has to have a beginning. So my idea was that we would have guest artist on every show that we do. I mean, it wouldn't work here, but at every restaurant we do. So we have Honey Country. So we're going to be, you'll hear some of the Honey Country bumper music during the show. Okay, it's Peter Dills. It's Go Country. That's Turtle. That's me. We got to take a break, but the good thing is, well, bad thing is, that the breaks are short. That means we need some more commercials. It's Peter Dills. It's Go Country 105.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. My dear friends, today, things are so confusing, it's enough to boggle the mind. That's why it's vitally important. In fact, it's an absolute imperative that you indulge in brain food. Provided by the noted Institute of Good Times and Great Yum-Yums, Columbo's. Just come on down. Columbo's provides the remedies and elixirs, such as mouth-watering steaks, incredibly edible seafood, Columbo's family secret Italian specialties, and the pièce de résistance, the world's greatest meatballs. Imagine margaritas on the Columbo's patio, cerveza and other liquid refreshments, or take your pick and bring it all back home and enjoy the great indoors. Columbo's, saving the world from gloom and doom with great grub and glee. Happy, happy, happy Columbo's. Mangia bene.
Hi, everybody. It's Peter Dills. If you've been following me here on the radio, you know I love those hidden restaurants, the unexpected gems. Recently, I discovered an unexpected gem in my beer aisle at the local supermarket, Sapporo Beer. Yes, the beer that made sushi famous. Also goes great with steaks, chops, and even pizza. So make it a Sapporo Beer for your next tailgate party or backyard barbecue. Sapporo Beer, where East meets West. Sapporo Beer reminds you to drink responsibly. Friends, you know, I know a good deal when I hear one. This is Peter Dills for Longo Lexus. The Golden Opportunity Sales Event is going on right now at Longo Lexus. You can get 0% APR financing on all new 2020 Lexus models with over 500 new and used vehicles in stock.
they have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop them online at longolexus.com. That's longolexus.com. And don't forget to listen to my show each and every Sunday morning right here on Go Country 105. Where's the best place to buy your meats for home cooking? The local butcher, of course. What's my favorite brand of beef? That's easy. It's Harris Ranch. I first discovered Harris Ranch's great steaks many years ago at their award-winning restaurant in Coalinga in Fresno County. Hi, everybody. It's Peter Dills. And when I'm barbecuing at home with friends, it's always Harris Ranch beef. Their cattle are raised right here in California. Talk about local and California grown. That's Harris Ranch. Harris Ranch has been ranching here in California since 1937, delivering their cuts of beef locally. This gourmet beef is available at many fine butcher shops, including Huntington Meats at the Farmer's Market and Jim's Fallbrook Market in Woodland Hills. Truly, for a restaurant experience at home, I recommend Harris Ranch Beef. Always grass-raised and grain-finished. For the complete list of restaurants and butchers that carry the Harris Ranch label and cooking tips, go to harrisranchbeef.com. And if you're up in Fresno County, make sure you stop by the ranch and tell them Peter Dill sent you. And it's Peter Dills. We are on the greatest country station in North America, the probably the world. It's Go Country 105. We're here each and every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. And we like to go to different restaurants and do the show. If you own a restaurant, or if you have a facility, a winery, or a beer hall, or whatever it is.
A beer hall?
Well, we got Oktoberfest.
Oh!
We got it. You know what? I'm not going to do it today. And I don't even need to read notes because I've talked about it for the last 13 years. Yeah, September starts Oktoberfest, even though the name is Oktoberfest. September starts Oktoberfest. So we got to come up with some names of some restaurants that you, our listeners on Go Country 105, can go to. Obviously, it's going to be restaurants that have patios. But we can't let this virus stop Oktoberfest, right?
Well, we have 2 months to not let it happen, so...
Well, they got one in Torrance.
That big one.
They got one in Big Bear.
That's the big moneymaker.
Big Bear. And then they've got the, in Anaheim, they've got one as well. So those are three. And if you guys know of one, give me a call, 626-765-7543. You know what is so cool about the phone number, Turtle?
That they can contact you.
They can contact us during the show and leave a voicemail, and it transcribes so that I can read what you guys have said. So let's get in tune with 626-765-7543. That's 765-7543. 626-765-7543. My friend Jill Grineski, years ago, she used to help with the show, and she still listens. And she'll text me every now and then, and she'll go, Peter, you don't give out the phone number enough. I go, what are you talking about? I give out the phone number all the time. All right? I got an email from a listener, Jim, and asked me to... explain to me about filet mignon, okay?
Okay.
So I thought that would be a good segue because I have one more gift card left to the Huntington Meats. Jim Cascone is Huntington Meats out in Fairfax at the Farmer's Market.
Filet mignon is the steak that's wrapped in bacon, right?
It could be.
It should be. Shouldn't it?
It could be, but I mean...
That's how I prefer my steaks, wrapped in bacon.
All right. This portion of our show, you know, I feel bad when I say, all right, okay, that means I'm kind of like cutting you off and moving on to something else.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about filet mignon, but it's time for me to tell you about Steve Barnes and Bulldog Construction. He was here last week, remember?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
He was really chatty with me.
Yeah.
He really took a liking to me, and he wanted to, like...
He was upset that you didn't get a pink shirt. Did he ever tell you that?
No.
Because I got the pink shirt, and you didn't get one. Okay, when you are looking to invest in real estate, be it apartments, shopping centers, strip malls, commercial office buildings, you're going to need to get that property inspected, right? You don't want a faulty elevator or a roof that's...
Faulty electricity.
All sorts of stuff. My man, Steve Barnes, at Bulldog Property Inspections, can give you those reports, and they're easy to read, and he'll have it emailed back with you within 24 hours. So give Steve a call, 626-486-7688, 626-486-7688. That's a lot of phone numbers, but I don't know if you got to have your house inspected or your apartment if you're going to invest in something.
And not only that, Peter... But from what I hear, you can listen to the entire show now on all the podcast streaming platforms. So even if you miss the show, you can just go log on to one of the many streaming platforms that are out there get the show, replay the show, and rewrite the number down.
I got lazy. I thought I was smarter than the average bear. I decided, because we do the show in four segments. So I said, well, you know what? People don't want to listen to the whole entire show. So I'm just going to put the segments on the podcast and SoundCloud. Well, no, no, no. Chelsea and Pete Jones, they know better than I do. They said, hey, why are you just putting segments on? We want to hear the whole show because maybe, probably, we can't wake up because they like to do that. You know what I mean?
They like to...
what do they like to do?
Hold on.
They're going to love this. Yeah, they like to do that. Pete and Chelsea love to do that. So they said, we want the whole show on the podcast.
Okay. You got it.
And you got it. SoundCloud podcast. I always hate to give too much information out. Let's just say podcast or SoundCloud. Either way, you can listen to the show in its entirety.
For more information, could they log on to Dining with the Dills?
If my friend Terry Henry has it up, Terry Henry is the world's greatest. If you own a restaurant in the Long Beach or surrounding area and you need help, well, you should call us first because we can blah, 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 blah all day long about your restaurant and maybe reach 1 million people if we say it enough times.
2 million on a great day.
And on a great month. But Terry Henry does marketing for restaurants in Long Beach, and I consider herself A1. It is California Wine Month, all September long. I've got some recommendations, but let's first get back to filet mignon.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Do you like filet mignon?
I love filet mignon.
What would a filet mignon that's wrapped in bacon be called?
Awesome.
Close. I think it's called an Oscar. Okay, filet mignon is a French or cut filet or dainty filet. In French, filet mignon may be called... I'm going to do this in
La French.
Yeah, French. Filet de Faubouf, which translates to beef filet in English. When found on a French menu, filet mignon must refer to pork rather than beef.
That's what? Say that again.
When found on a French menu, filet mignon must refer to pork rather than beef.
Wow.
Since the filet mignon comes from the most tender portion of the tenderloin, it's one of the most prized cuts. Therefore, expect the steak also to be the most expensive. Filet mignon is commonly cut into 1 to 2 inch thick portions, grilled, and then served as is. When found in grocery stores, filet mignon is ready to cut into bacon-wrapped portions. The usual method for cooking the filet mignon is to cook it on high heat, either grilling, pan-frying, broiling, or roasting. Well, grilling is for me. Restaurants may sometimes prepare the filet mignon with a cognac cream sauce.
Mm.
With peppercorns. Wow, that sounds good. You know, I got a bar. Did you see? No, you didn't see. But I got a barbecue, man. I feel like I should have had some filet mignons.
I know. We should have been grilling some.
We should have had Jim Cascone from Huntington Meats drop us off with some filet mignons. Due to low levels of fat found in filet, bacon is often used on the cooking of the sides. The bacon is wrapped around the filet and pinned close to the wooden toothpick. That's what you were talking about. The bacon adds flavor, and the process keeps the filet from drying out during the cooking process. All right, here is my promise to you, Turtle. I promise next time we do the show live from my house on Sunday, I will have the barbecue outside. I will have some fillets and some bacon just for you.
Yes.
I promise that we'll do that.
Can we get some eggs too? Bacon and eggs.
How are we going to cook the eggs?
On the grill. Have you never cooked bacon on the barbecue?
No, I didn't.
Eggs on the barbecue?
Wouldn't the eggs fall through the grill?
We get a pan first. First we get a pan.
All right, it's Peter Dills. We're going to do the trivia question just a little bit early today. I've got a $75 gift card, as I mentioned, to the aforementioned, is that correct? Aforementioned Jim Cascone's Huntington Meats, place where you got to go and get your meat. This has to do with soda. Okay.
Or pop, as they would say out in the East Coast.
In 1904, this particular soda was invented.
1984?
No, 1904.
1904, sarsaparilla.
No, but you're kind of close. It's bubbly, and it was invented in 1904 in North America, which would be, do you know the three countries in North America?
America.
Well, okay.
And then...
United States.
Yeah, that's America.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Canada,
very good.
And Mexico.
That's right. And I didn't know that you spoke Spanish.
I do.
All right.
Not professionally. You know, just out in the street. That's how you're supposed to speak Spanish.
Oh, I'm looking at our notes, and I see we got Believe It or Not's coming at the end of the hour. Okay, here's the trivia question. Name that beverage.
All right.
First introduced in 1904 as a pale ginger drink, now is produced in more than 10 countries. It's a North American-based who or what am I? And Dr. I'm going to give you a hint. Dr. Pepper, give us a call right now if you think you know the answer. 626-765-7543. 626-765-7543. Dan B., you're not eligible to win because you won last week. And these prizes are the property of the Food Report. And Peter Dills. How's that?
Well, that sounds great. So it's not Dr. Pepper.
It's not Dr. Pepper, but Dr. Pepper would be affiliated with this particular
interesting suit. I thought Dr. Pepper was its own independent soda.
I thought they merged with, like, Snapple years ago and, you know, I don't know, Pepsi, Coke, right? Right? No, wait a minute.
They're their
right?
own entity, I think.
Is it?
I can check.
Well, you were right on the Tootsie Roll thing, which I thought wasn't correct. All right. So I want you to win the $75 gift card to Huntington Meats. First introduced, name the beverage. First introduced in 1904 as a pale ginger drink. Now is produced in over 10 countries. Who am I? What am I? I'm North American based. Give us a call, 626-765-7543.
Check this out.
626-765-7543. Check what out.
I was researching really quick Dr. Pepper, and in the United States, the Coca-Cola company the Europe and South Korea produced Dr. Pepper. However, in Canada and Oceania, it's produced by the Pepsi company.
That's wild stuff.
That's wild stuff.
Hey, guess what I got for you?
That's really wild.
I've been sitting on these for about a week, and they're still good. God, they're good all the way until next April 2021.
Should we open them then and check the freshness?
I got you corn nuts.
I love corn nuts.
Yeah. I didn't get you filet mignon, but I got you corn nuts. There you go, buddy.
Deal.
All right, if you like your corn nuts, give us a call, 626-765-7543. Eric Chan says there are actually 58 counties in California, not 32.
What's your favorite corn nut? Let us know. Mine's just normal. Mine's just a regular, but there's ranch. There's this chili picante con limon. There's, what else is there? There's so many different flavors of corn nuts. I'm just a normal OG guy.
Today is National Peanut Day, Turtle. Do turtles like peanuts?
Yeah.
Okay. Today is National Peanut Day. Here are five things you didn't know about peanuts or were afraid to call 626-765-7543 to ask. Are you saying to wrap it up?
Wrap that
filet mignon up in a bacon. All right.
Yes.
Let's wait till when we come back from break. That in the radio is called a tease. All right. This portion of our show is brought to you by Beluga Vodka, available at many fine retailers, including Vons.
Hi, this is BJ Thomas, and you're listening to Peter Dills on Go Country 105.
You're the reason why, baby, I can't get through the night, and I tried, but you're all that I see. I woke up tired, cause I've been running around with you in my dreams.
Where's the best place to buy your meats for home cooking? The local butcher, of course. What's my favorite brand of beef? That's easy. It's Harris Ranch. I first discovered Harris Ranch's great steaks many years ago at their award-winning restaurant in Coalinga in Fresno County. Hi, everybody. It's Peter Dills. And when I'm barbecuing at home with friends, it's always Harris Ranch beef. Their cattle are raised right here in California. Talk about local and California grown. That's Harris Ranch. Harris Ranch has been ranching here in California since 1937, delivering their cuts of beef locally. This gourmet beef is available at many fine butcher shops, including Huntington Meats at the Farmers Market and Jim's Fallbrook Market in Woodland Hills. Truly, for a restaurant experience at home, I recommend Harris Ranch beef. Always grass-raised and grain-finished. For the complete list of restaurants and butchers that carry the Harris Ranch label and cooking tips, go to harrisranchbeef.com. And if you're up in Fresno County, make sure you stop by the ranch and tell them Peter Dill sent you. Friends, you know, I know a good deal when I hear one. This is Peter Dills for Longo Lexus. The Golden Opportunity Sales event is going on right now at Longo Lexus. You can get 0% APR financing on all new 2020 Lexus models with over 500 new and used vehicles in stock.
They have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop them online at longolexus.com. That's longolexus.com. And don't forget to listen to my show each and every Sunday morning right here on Go Country 105. You know, some combinations were just meant to go together. Burger and fries, washer and dryer, online dating. At State Farm, there's another combination that goes great together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, which I like, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is T.G. Metzger. He's here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save. Call him right now. T.G. Metzger, 626-445 1500.
You have got to get to Gladstone's, smack dab in the middle of Southern California, in the thriving little hamlet of Long Beach, overlooking the Queen Mary. Gladstone's. Why? Well, seeker of wisdom, truth, and gustatorial delights, the mere fact that you honor the world with your magnificent presence is reason enough to revel with abandon in the freshest and most tantalizing provisions from the fertile plains and the briny deep at Gladstone's. Feed your happy little face mouth-watering lobster from the seven seas, clam chowder so delicious George Washington would swim the ocean for, salmon so scrumptious it might kiss you, specials every day, and all at a price that won't bust the budget. Yes, I'm talking to you. It's the just reward for you being you. You have got to get to Gladstone's, smack dab in the middle of Southern California, in the thriving little hamlet of Long Beach, overlooking the Queen Mary. Gladstone's.
We'll turn that bottle up and drink it, crank that jukebox up and hang it, bartend, for another round.
It's Peter Dills. We're back from the break. We're halfway through. We're halfway home to 9 o'clock where Mike Johnson takes over playing country's classic hits. All right, I mentioned that the September is California Wine Month. I came up with some statistics that you might not know about.
About wine?
About wine. About California wine.
Okay, okay.
What a great impression it has on our state's economy. All right, I'm going to take off my glasses for this, all right? California Wine Profile. America's number one wine producer is? California, producing 85% of all the United States wine that is consumed. Wow. And it's the world's fourth largest producer. In California, there are 4,200 bonded wineries. Meaning that, like, official.
Okay.
Are there any bonded cannabis farms? I don't partake. I'm just wondering because I'm thinking.
So I'll find out for you.
Yeah, okay. There are 5,900 wine grape growers in the state. White grapes are grown in 49 out of the 50. White grapes are grown out of the 49 or 50 countries.
And the white grapes are the ones that make the
Chardonnay,
white.
Pinots, Pinot Grigio, Pinot Gris, Sauvignon Blanc. Riesling, Gristemeiner, yeah. 6,500, there are over 350 acres of wine grapes that are planted in the state of California.
That was a lot of numbers. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, it is a lot of numbers.
I was like, what?
Because what if anybody knows, give us a call, 626-765. What does an acre equate to in miles? 626-765-7543. There are 635,000 acres of wines grown in the state of California.
Wow.
3.9 million tons of wine grapes are produced. 242 million cases of wine are produced every year.
Jeez.
That hit the U.S. market through restaurants and supermarkets. 1.36 billion in exports that go outside of California to countries and other states. And last but not least, this is a $43.5 billion in retail. Okay, you met Trusty Rusty Teagle. Did you meet him? Was he there that night that we did the barbecue at Ken's?
I met a lot of people that
okay,
night.
Okay, so Rusty's the optician that hangs out in Glendale at the Glendale Galleria. And he said to me, he asked me this question, and I'm not embarrassed to answer the question. He said, Peter, why are you promoting San Antonio Winery, Madalena, and San Simeon Wine on your show? And I thought, well, yeah, they're a sponsor, but that's a weird question.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's kind of a negative connotation, right? Like, and I go, Rusty, what are you talking about? He goes, who would want to drink wine that is uses L.A. water and L.A. grapes. I said, sir, you're not listening to the show. The wine itself is from Monterey County and Paso Robles and anywhere but Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the 1880s up until about 1900, there was wine actually in Sierra Madre, Azusa, Pasadena. There were grape vineyards everywhere. But that just doesn't happen now. They'd burn down anyway this week. That's terrible. That's a terrible joke. That's a terrible joke. That's bad. Bad, bad host. Boo. Bad host. Bad host. So I want to set the record straight for my good friends at San Simeon and Madalena and San Antonio. The wines are, just like any red grapes, are picked at night. They're crushed. And they're brought down to, in a milk container, like you see those silver things on the freeway. And then they're processed in L.A. But that's it. The wine is legit. It's from Paso Robles and San Simeon and Monterey and all that, those kind of places. So
that's good to know.
That is good to know. But I thought it's like one of those things where you think that you know and you think that everybody knows that, but he legitimately thought that the wine was from Los Angeles.
Well, I guess you would say the more you know.
All right, it's California Wine Month. I got up some picks that I went to my local Vons and bought some wine. St. Francis Chardonnay, it's up from the Santa Rosa area. It's around $10. We try to hit all the levels of wine here because we don't know what you guys want.
$10, I think, is a reasonable price for a bottle of wine.
Yep, St. Francis Chardonnay, $10. Looking for bubbles? I'm always looking for bubbles. What is my favorite champagne?
Tattinger.
Unfortunately or fortunately, we cannot celebrate Tattinger because it's not a California wine, because it's a French wine, and we're only celebrating California wines this month.
But we can celebrate it regardless. It's transported here. It's visiting.
Oh, my friend, I've got the solution. Tattinger actually owns their winery up in the Sonoma-Napa Valley, and it's called Domaine Carneros. And it's about as close as champagne that I've ever had.
Really?
And I do recommend it. And here's another thing. Thus, being as close as it is to real California, a real French champagne, the price is about as close to California or French champagne as well. So it's about $28.
So can we do a weekend getaway with the listeners and get some rooms and do a show out there?
Yeah, but we'll do a Zoom first so we can see who we're... Everybody, I hate to segue. I've been doing so much better the last 3 months now that you're aboard of segueing, because I would get off on these tangents. But when I'm talking to restaurants and wineries and possible sponsors of the show, and they go, they don't know about the show, and they're not all from L.A. and Orange County, but they say, oh, is this some kind of Zoom thing? No, Zoom is like 20 people. This is big time here. This is millions of, hundreds of thousands of people. So, yeah, I guess, could we even do the show on Zoom or why? I don't know. We're doing it on Facebook. It's enough. Bacon, lettuce, where are my bacon and eggs? How do you like my shirt?
I like it. That's why I was like, why don't we get the bacon and eggs and the...
Yeah. All right, I got a game that we're going to play this. I want you to answer this. And you don't have to call in at home. But those of you who are listening in your car, you can be able to say it out loud or say it to your kids. Or even if the kids are listening in the car, fill in the blank. Ready?
Okay.
As I get older, I don't blank.
Shower.
As I get older, I don't blank.
Shower.
Really?
I'm showering less these days. Only when I have to go out.
You can play at home.
Okay.
All right. Ask me. As I get older.
As you get older, you blink.
I need to exercise more because I feel like my body tightens up faster.
You are correct.
As I get older, as I get older, I don't. If we weren't on the radio right now, I'd say, I don't give a criminy Jiminy Cricket. How's that? As I get older, I don't give a Jiminy Cricket anymore.
You don't give
that. Oh, yeah, we need to beep that out. Okay, do that again. As I get older, I just don't give up.
Anymore.
Hey, Mike Johnson comes up at 9 a.m. He's playing favorite country classics. You know why I keep on promoting him?
because he's brand new.
He's great. He's the bomb. He is great. Do I have time to talk about my experience at Rocco's last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, last night. Over the weekend, I went to Rocco's. If you're familiar with Rocco's, there's one Pasadena, Westwood, right on the campus of UCLA. They've got one. The original one that I first got turned on to was Culver City. Remember the days at Culver City?
Right, just
a block from our old radio station, Rocco's. And they do have patio dining. And I went there just this week, enjoyed some beer, some pizza, some chicken wings. And it was all out on the street. So they weren't allowing anybody inside the restaurant. Well, put your mask back on if you needed to go to the restroom. So they're offering patio dining. So I wanted to give a shout out to my good friends at Rocco's in Pasadena, Culver City, and Westwood. And I think I'm missing one.
Is there one in Whittier?
No, definitely not a one in Whittier. Went to the Rockers over the week. They've definitely made lemonade out of lemons for sure. They've taken over the sidewalk and part of the street. Service is good. Remember, this is what I want to talk to you about. Remember, these are challenging times. I've had more and more friends talking about going to different restaurants. I mean, I don't even need to name the restaurants, but the tune that I've heard from friends is, yeah, we went to such and such restaurant. It was good. Glad to be out of the house, but the service wasn't very good. That's what I'm hearing, the undertone, the undercurrent of what people are experiencing right now. Friends, Go Country listeners, we're going to have to give the restaurants a break here because...
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, man. You have known me for a long time.
I have
gone on the radio and burnt some restaurants to the stake because of poor service. I have the solution, though. I got the solution. I want you to do this. When you go to a restaurant, you're probably going to be seated by a hostess, right?
Right.
Or whoever seats you. Whoever seats you at the restaurant, tell them immediately what you want to drink. Don't wait around. Tell them immediately what you want to drink. So if it's you and your buddy Turtle and you're sitting down, tell them, hey, I'd like a lemonade and a Coke. Because if you get something, and the hostess probably can handle that aspect of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to be doing this and this and, it's time for me to change my hat. Well, I'll do it during the break because I'm wearing my Texas Ranger hat, but I've got a Go Country hat and I'm going to put that on too. It's hat day.
Yeah.
It's hat day here.
For the last break, you're going to put on the hat.
I'm going to put on the hat. So do me a favor out there, friends. Give us a call, 626-765-7543. Give the restaurants a break. Let's give them a break until November, right? Okay.
Until November?
Yeah, or October. Just don't complain about the service because they're trying real hard.
Well, the other aspect about it is that these restaurants are not operating at full employee capacity because some of their employees, and I know some of my friends that are employees of restaurants, just don't want to go back.
Because they're making more money on unemployment.
No. They just really have a difficult time dealing with this virus.
And,
you know, the places are understaffed, but that doesn't mean you can't check up on people. When I'm, working, I'm constantly checking up on people unless I'm super busy. But after I'm super busy, I still run out there and, make sure everyone's okay.
Good job.
Did I do a good job?
1857, this day in history. I almost said the word. This day in history. This day in history. In 1857, you chocolate lovers were going to love this man. Milton Hershey himself of the chocolate fame was born. Where would we be without
Hershey?
Milton Hershey. What a name, Milton.
Hershey. Not only that, Hershey is, what is that, like a double negative? It's her and she.
Ooh, very good. No, that's a double positive.
It's a double positive.
So yeah.
That's an interesting name in general.
In 1916, Raoul Dahl was born. Do you know who Raoul Dahl was?
Wasn't he the pitcher for the Dodgers?
He was the British author that wrote one of the most famous books and one of the most famous movies ever. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Ooh.
How's that?
That was one of my faves.
Yeah. If there's not enough peanuts in the world, your guys are all in trouble because you need 30... Listen to this. You'll need 540 peanuts to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter.
I love peanut butter.
I already said there are enough peanuts for 1 acre to make 30,000 peanut butter sandwich
Wow. I like doing getting the Hershey's chocolates and then just dunking it in a jar of peanut butter.
I've got a jar of peanut butter in my refrigerator. After the show, I want to look at the ingredients. By law, any product labeled peanut butter in the United States must have at least 90% peanuts. Peanut butter was first introduced in the United States in 1904, the same as my trivia question, but it's not the answer's not peanut butter. Wow. Anyway, okay, so that's all the stuff you need to know about peanut butter. But could you believe that? Believe it or not. Okay, here we go. Believe it. Okay, we got to do it right for Turtle. Believe it or not, it takes 540 peanuts to make a 12-ounce jar of peanut butter. That's crazy.
That's a lot of peanuts.
All right. We got some really good music there. That's Peter Dills. That's the Turtle. We're going to be back from the break when we wrap it up. It's going to be our birthday month special. I'm going to tell you whose birthday it is in country music world. It's Peter Dills. It is the Food Report. Go Country 105.
Friends, you know, I know a good deal when I hear one. This is Peter Dills for Longo Lexus. The Golden Opportunity Sales Event is going on right now at Longo Lexus. You can get 0% APR financing on all new 2020 Lexus models with over 500 new and used vehicles in stock. They have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop them online at longolexus.com. That's longolexus.com. And don't forget to listen to my show each and every Sunday morning right here on Go Country 105.
Stop the presses, cue the chorus. The musical ensemble, Columbus, has triumphantly reopened. Columbus has thrown open its golden doors to deliciousness and delightment, to please the palate of a panting public in desperate need of greatness and grandeur and all-around phenomenal, gleeful times and gratifyingly glorious grub. You see, when you really want and need Italian food, you have got to get to Columbus. Columbus Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. Yes, it's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Yes, the world's greatest steaks, the very best catch from the seven seas. Columbus family Italian recipes and internationally acclaimed meatballs beckon your reappearance at the House of Yum Yum. Do dreams come true? Oh, yes, they do. Columbus is open with reckless abandon to sate your insane insatiable senses. Columbus, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbus, mangia bene.
Hi, everybody. It's Peter Dills. If you've been following me here on the radio, you know I love those hidden restaurants, the unexpected gems. Recently, I discovered an unexpected gem in my beer aisle at the local supermarket, Sapporo Beer. Yes, the beer that made sushi famous. Also goes great with steaks, chops, and even pizza. So make it a Sapporo Beer for your next tailgate party or backyard barbecue. Sapporo Beer, where East meets West. Sapporo Beer reminds you to drink responsibly. Where's the best place to buy your meats for home cooking? The local butcher, of course. What's my favorite brand of beef? That's easy. It's Harris Ranch. I first discovered Harris Ranch's great steaks many years ago at their award-winning restaurant in Coalinga in Fresno County. Hi, everybody. It's Peter Dills. And when I'm barbecuing at home with friends, it's always Harris Ranch beef. Their cattle are raised right here in California. Talk about local and California grown. That's Harris Ranch. Harris Ranch has been ranching here in California since 1937, delivering their cuts of beef locally. This gourmet beef is available at many fine butcher shops, including Huntington Meats at the Farmer's Market and Jim's Fallbrook Market in Woodland Hills. Truly, for a restaurant experience at home, I recommend Harris Ranch Beef. Always grass-raised and grain-finished. For the complete list of restaurants and butchers that carry the Harris Ranch label and cooking tips, go to harrisranchbeef.com. And if you're up in Fresno County, make sure you stop by the ranch and tell them Peter Dill sent you. Hey, we're back from the break. It's Peter Dills. That commercial for Columbus made me hungry. It's another.
Who does that? Who does that commercial? That guy is great. Columbus.
Columbus. Gladstones. You've got to the most with the neighborhood restaurant that you wish was down the street from you. Columbus. You got to. What day is it? Sunday morning. I was thinking, are they open yet? Maybe we should stop by there and have a martini this morning. Have a little martini there, lovey. All right, Gary, my friend Gary said, I've been trying to call this show, 626-765-7543, 626-7543. Turtle, I made a boo-boo? No, I just didn't tell everybody the correct. We're not going to answer the phone because it's just Turtle and me.
Yeah.
I didn't say Turtle and I. It's Turtle and me. I got right. That one right. I'm so proud of myself. It's just Turtle and me. So when you call 626-765-7543, it's my voice, and then it's going to transcribe what you say.
So don't worry about being on the air. That's a positive thing. A lot of people are nervous to call a station. And to you won't be on the air unless you want to. We can record. I could give you the recording. And then if Gary wants to say, hey, it's Gary. I live in Whittier. I got this really great restaurant. We can play that on the air.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right.
Or we can just have you call in, too, if you're not really shy. We can also...
We can figure that out. We can figure anything out.
Of course.
We're working on cameras as we speak.
Yeah. If only you guys knew.
If you only knew how much work we... People, I'm going to do my own... Hey, Peter, I want to be your co-host on the radio. Hey, Peter, I want to... I'm going to do my own radio show. You know what I say?
Do it. Let me know how that goes.
Like I say to Mad Max about his father-in-law, go, do it, be there.
Mad Max from the movie?
No, you didn't meet Mad Max?
No.
Oh, Mad Max.
I thought you were talking about from like the movie. Right
there. He's that mad. Trust me. He is Mad Max. One of my favorite website is the Bored Panda.
Yes, you were just talking to me about that last week. You just discovered this.
I love the Bored Panda. They've got this thing that they've called, they've got a thread, and it says, those who have worked at Wendy's. It's just the name of the thread. You don't have to have worked at Wendy's, but it just talks about people that have worked in the restaurant business, and the thread starts with working at Wendy's. And then it's just all these restaurant horror stories about people that have worked in restaurants. And I've worked in a restaurant, and you worked at, still work at a restaurant.
Yeah, restaurants, at cafes. I've done them all.
So this lady goes in to Wendy's. It just happens to be that she goes into Wendy's, and she says that she wants macaroni and cheese. Wendy's didn't have macaroni and cheese.
They only do chili.
So the guy says, we don't have macaroni and cheese. And she starts yelling at the guy, and he says, ma'am, I've worked here for 3 years. Never have I had macaroni and cheese. Do you have the drop button, the beep button? And she says, yes, you do. You do. I can see on the menu board. It's right there. It's right in front of me. Ma'am, I don't know what you're seeing, but we do not have mac and cheese on the menu. It goes on and on and on. So finally, guy gets out and says, I got to go look myself and say, all right. And by this time, there's 20 cars waiting,
lining up,
honking their horns. You have a honking horn thing?
No. Do I?
Well, we'll get you one. The woman refused to accept that we don't have macaroni and cheese at Wendy's. They have baked potatoes. They have chili. Right. They've got hamburgers, but they don't serve mac and cheese at Wendy's. He goes all the way around to look at the board himself, and he doesn't see any mac and cheese. What it is that on the kids' menu, there were slices of oranges.
So it looked like mac and cheese.
She thought it was mac and cheese. And he said to her, clearly, those are orange wedges, not macaroni and cheese. And she threw out another expletive at him and stormed off without ordering any food. So that's the kind of stuff that I find on Bored Panda.
Right. We're going to do those. It fascinates you.
It's, as I've said when I throw my temper tantrums, it's my show. I like these stories, what people go through that work in restaurants. See, you guys out there that have never worked in a restaurant, you know you drive those servers and people, the cashiers, absolutely crazy. I know I do. I go to Starbucks, and it's always chai tea latte, 10 pumps, soy, no water. I want it foamy.
10 pumps of what?
Chai.
Holy cow.
Yeah, holy cow is right. Soy, no water. And actually, they know me now. They know when it's coming. Okay, that is my story. If you've worked at a restaurant before, and if you've got something funny to say, 626-765-7543. I told you I wanted to make a big deal out of our upcoming El Cholo performance.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
We've got Honey County. They're actually in Nashville right now recording. That's
so they're flying back just for us?
For us. Well, yes. All right. I like the way you put that. They're coming back just for us, and they are going to be our guest musicians. All right? If you have a band and you play country music, give us a call. 626-765-7543.
Maybe we could do, like, with that band, what they call a residency. So for that whole month, they're just the band.
Right.
And they just go right. with us wherever. Right. And then the next month, we get another band for the residency.
Yeah, like Blake Shelton or yeah. Tim McGraw. Yeah. Do you think they'd be into it?
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell my friend, the Garth Brooks, to...
Garth, yeah.
Yeah.
You know
that... GB, as I call him.
Yeah, Blake Shelton has a brand new vodka out, too.
No way.
Yeah.
Is everyone just... Turning out vodkas?
I know.
I thought tequila was hot for a minute, but I guess now it's vodka.
You know, White Claw was hot, and I guarantee you by next summer, something else.
There are so many seltzers out there. There's like a complete seltzer boom happening right now. I'm thinking about getting into the seltzer business.
Yeah?
Yeah. My buddy Ishmael told me that he was thinking about getting into the seltzer business.
Let me ask you, have you seen Ishmael around?
He's emailed me a few times.
Okay. Is he still driving that moped?
No. He got into some illicit dealings, and now he's driving a Mercedes.
It's Peter Dills. It is Go Country 105. Turtle is here. We're up until 9 o'clock every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. We're here to help. If you own a restaurant, we'll give you a shout-out. If it's your birthday, 626-765-7543. It is September, and it is Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty's dead? I didn't know that. When did that happen? He's no moss.
I didn't know.
Yeah, Conway Twitty, there he is right there. Let's see. That's Conway Twitty.
For those watching,
that's Conway Twitty. He's dead, but his birthday was here. Oh, no, that's not Conway Twitty. This is Conway Twitty. That's George Jones.
Giving fake news out left and right, Peter.
Well, that's the way the show goes. That's why they love us. That's why America loves Go Country 105, because Peter Dills has all the information that is pertinent to all you food fans. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Phil Marti from Sapporo Beer. It's always a good time to drink Sapporo Beer, all right? Patsy Cline was just 30 years old when she perished.
Yeah.
She's gone, too.
Yeah, she died in a plane crash.
Yeah, Patsy Cline died at the age of 30. Man, she was good.
Yeah, my grandma would always make me sit and watch the Patsy Cline story on Channel 5 when they would show the movie. And, oh...
Go to YouTube. You can see our videos on YouTube. But Patsy Cline has one of her best YouTube performances, well, best video performances on YouTube now. It's called Walking After Midnight.
I go walking after midnight.
Now I'm going to show my age, because the next three people, I don't know who they are. Hunter Hayes, September 9th. Joey Feek, September 9th. Charles Kelly, September 11th. Oh, he's part of the band Lady Antebellum.
Okay.
Which is not called Lady Antebellum anymore.
They don't even know what they're called right now.
What do we call them? L.A.? We just call them L.A. Charles Kelly turned 35 on the 11th, and he is in the band L.A. I like that. Jennifer Nelson, September 12th. George Jones, that's the guy that I showed the picture of. George Jones, September 12th. Trisha Yearwood, she's coming up around the corner, September 19th. Faith Hill, September 21st. You know who Faith Hill's married to? You mentioned him, or
yes.
I mentioned him.
Yes.
Tug McGraw's son?
Tim McGraw.
Very good. Very good. You know, 3 months ago, you knew nothing about country music.
I still don't know anything, Peter. Let's just...
Karen Fairchild and Jimmy Rogers. Okay. I see why I don't know them, because they're part of bands. Karen Fairchild, of course, is in Little Big Town, and... If you've listened to Go Country, like I do, Little Big Town was one of our guest performers just a few months ago. I wonder where Luke Bryan. Hey, do you know who Luke Bryan is? He's on American Idol. That dude has a voice. Even when he's talking, it's like, hey, he's like Elvis almost. Hey, I'm Luke Bryan. And then you look at him, and he looks kind of like a, doesn't look like a country guy with tattoos, and just looks like a dude.
Is that the guy that's dating Gwen Stefani?
No, that's Blake Shelton.
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting my country guys all mixed up.
All right. Okay, the website that I said to you, Board Panda, the feed is called, it's the Wendy's feed, and it's just, it's called a Wendy's Moment. So if you guys are interested in reading funny stories about what happens in fast food chains, it's, I had a Wendy's Moment.
Whenever I go, I order the same thing. And it is, I get the double Wendy burger, and then I always have to get the baked potato. Their baked potato is delicious when you just need that baked potato fix. I don't have time to go to a steakhouse or anywhere and wait 20 minutes.
Oh, you have no time.
I have no. I got to get.
Turtle has no time.
I got to get my chives and sour cream and butter and Wendy's gets it right.
Do you have time for my favorite segment of the show?
Your favorite segment? Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Believe It.
Okay.
It's called Believe It or Not. It's my favorite part of the show.
All right.
Airports purposely make you walk further to get your baggage. Believe it or not. Oh, believe it or not.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Believe it or not. Because of the genetic oddity that happens when identical twins marry, twins, the child of the couples will be full genetic siblings. What does that mean?
That means that, so we have two identical twins, right?
Got it.
Guys and
part.
Girls, they marry each other.
Yeah.
Their genetics.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah. Okay. It's happened a few times. It's been a question that I've always researched.
And then they're full genetic siblings.
Yeah, okay. Because they all share the same genes because they're identical.
And what happens to their kids?
Nothing.
Okay.
They're more brother and sister.
I got three more. Ready?
Cousin, yeah.
Okay. Believe it or not. The oldest federal enforcement agency in America is the United States Postal Inspection Service. I believe that. A fact-finding investigation agency of fully sworn federal agents founded in 1772. Didn't that how they got Al Capone? Was it mail fraud?
No. They got him with... tax evasion.
Tax evasion. Okay, here, I got two more. Ready? Believe it or not, Congress is thinking about passing a bill in which staff singing Happy Birthday, an act of blowing out the candles, will no longer be required.
The coronavirus.
Okay, one more. Here we go. Ready? Believe it or not, the N in 7-Eleven in lowercase because the president's wife thought all the caps were too harsh and the lowercase letter... The logo looked more graceful.
Have you ever noticed that?
Who is the president?
The president of the company.
Oh.
The president's wife.
Oh.
But have you ever noticed? Noticed that.
No, but I got to get the peanut butter, and now we got to drive to a 7-Eleven here Sunday morning.
And
let's see, where do we have? We got one a few blocks away.
You'll see. And guys, you have never noticed it until now. The name 11 is all in caps except for the N. I never noticed it.
You got to get one more soundbite. It's from, it's actually Dana Carvey. And it's Joe Piscopo and Dana Carvey. And Piscopo is Ed McMahon. And, you know, the joke was that he would drink Budweiser's before the show.
Right.
And then I did not know that. So Johnny Carson, it's a great soundbite. It's on YouTube. I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
It's like, I did not know that.
Okay. You got to get that in a show like a... A shout-out bed and a game show.
It's your birthday.
Okay.
All right. Leave us a voicemail. Now I'm at segment four here. I just want to let you know
okay.
where I'm at here.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to...
626-765-7543. We will not pick up the phone. It will go directly to voicemail. But it will transcribe, and then I can read your answer.
So which one did you not believe?
Shoot. I didn't believe the... Congress is thinking about passing a bill in which staff singing Happy Birthday, because maybe they would do that, but they wouldn't make it an act or a bill. They would just say, hey, you don't have to do this anymore. I don't think they'd full-on pass it. Congress would waste time and money. Wait a minute. I'm talking about Congress. Okay, so I'm saying you're trying to trick me that they say that you don't have to blow out candles anymore.
You are correct.
You are correct, sir.
You are correct, sir. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you. What do I win?
You win a Boa Steakhouse
certificate
and a Longo Lexus.
Wow, that's cool. All right, we got a few more minutes left. I've talked about the phone. I've talked about El Cholo. We know that Honey Country is going to be our guest artist. If you have a country act or if you're in a band that plays country music, we'd prefer to be acoustic, because we don't want to go crazy,
right.
You know. So we're going to invite you to come out to one of our restaurants. Next week, we will be at El Cholo. All right, here we go. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can stream us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Spotify. Please follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube to watch the entire replay of the show. The links, I hope, are on diningwithdills.com. Did I say hi to Trusty Rusty yet?
No.
Okay. And now it's... time for my food for thought. What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison what lies inside you. For me, that would be a bottle of champagne, Tattinger, probably. Okay, guys, that's going to wrap up the show. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, until next time, I'll see you at the dining table. Turtle, good job.
Dining with Dills. You're dining with Dills. Dining with Dills. You're going to get your delicious fill. Yeah, dining with Dills. It's all good.